Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Today marks the start of National Missing Persons Week in Australia, a chance to raise awareness of the 35,000 people reported missing in the country each year. 20,000 of them are under the age of 18. Every story is a person, most of the time with a traumatised family left behind. Going missing isn't a crime. Often there's foul play involved. Sometimes it's a choice. But imagine how tough it must be to lose someone and not know where they are, whether they're safe or even alive. There's also frequently one common factor, a link with many people who go missing, and that's mental illness. This year's campaign is focusing on the mental health of those who go missing, encouraging people to see the signs before something goes wrong. This may have been an issue and an experience that's touched your family, your friends. If you're up to it, we'd love you to kick off Missing Persons Week for us 2013. I think it'd be important for us to hear your story. We'd love you to join us so we could go well beyond all the statistics and make it personal. If you're up to it, as I said, give us a call on 1300 40 20 20. Major Fia Gibb is from the Salvation Army Tracing Service. They seek to address this need in our community, and they've located 886 people last year. It's not an easy job, but it saves families, relationships, sometimes lives. Major Fia Gibb, welcome to Open House.
Oh, hello. Nice to be here.
Nice of you to join us. Thank you so much. Can you first of all tell us how the Family Tracing Service goes about its work, Fia?
Well, we always start off by getting a phone call. And we hear the plight of the inquirer and how they're wanting to search for their loved one. We send out an application form and there's various questions that we ask and they need to supply us with some identification and also some proof of relationship with the missing person. They send it back to us and that's when we start.
You must be very resilient because these are such wrenching stories so many times.
Heart-wrenching sometimes, yeah. And you feel for both parties. You feel for the inquirer. You also feel for the missing person. It's very heavy. You take it home. It's something that you can't block out, but we're very fortunate that we do have a system, that we do have assistance with our program, and we do have good people that are able to assist us.
So what's the aim of this Missing Persons Week, Fia, in Australia?
It's getting it out there into the community that it's not a crime to go missing.
Yeah.
And also there are many people that have got a mental illness and they just can't cope with life and so they've gone missing. And, you know, there are loved ones that are still searching for them. They've got to remember that, you know, there is another side of the story as well.
How common is mental illness in the missing person's story and what's the connection?
I get the application forms here and many times we have people that say they've got bipolar, they have suffering with borderline personality disorder, there is depression, there's anxiety, there's all these other stress-related illnesses. Out of this, people cannot cope with life. And so they feel that just running away is what's going to solve it. And it doesn't solve it.
This year's campaign is all about recognising the signs before someone goes missing.
Yes.
So what should people be looking out for?
Well, they need to go and get help. And I would say go to Beyond Blue and tell the story there and maybe be able to assist the person right then.
Why would you say those people take this decision to run away? Of all the things that they could do, of all the responses they could have, why do they run away?
They can't cope with life. They just can't cope. And many of these people turn then to alcohol, they turn to drugs, and we find that a lot of these people are also becoming homeless. They seem to be in a tunnel. They don't seem to be able to get out sometimes. And then it's people like us that find them, that we may be able to steer them in a different direction, and that they know that they have got loved ones that do want to know where they are, and they do want to have something to do with them in their lives.
You've had a great success rate if you're finding 886 people last year. How do you go about that? And what's that feel like when there's been a good resolution?
Oh, look, sometimes it takes ages and ages and various avenues that we go through, avenues that I can't really tell you what we use. And we do also use a Facebook section, et cetera, like that too, and the media. And some of them just take just a few days, and some of them take months upon months, even years, before we find them.
And when they're found and reunited with the family, what's that like?
Oh, it's just so joyous. You can hear on the other end of the phone, you know, they're just so happy that, you know, that we have made contact. We send letters out, and then the missing person usually phones in and says, look, I think I am the missing person. We ask a few questions, and then we're able to say yes or no. And then we then get in contact. If we get permission from them, if we can make contact then with the inquirer and tell them where they are. But sometimes we get the other way. No, they don't want to have contact. And so we have to go by the wishes of the missing person.
Has the incidence of missing people risen over the last few years in Australia?
I'd have to say yes. We seem to be getting a lot more new inquiries in per year now. Because of the internet, etc., a lot of people are doing a lot of searching themselves.
Yes.
Can I tell you, you said 35,000 people are going missing per year in Australia. That's true. That's one in every 15 minutes. But they are reported cases. The cases that we deal with are not reported on most occasions. And so, really, it's more than 35,000 people.
Many more. For that
many, matter. Many more.
Yeah. Do you have one story that you can tell us from your very noble work that you do? Something, a story where there has been some kind of reconnection?
A very sad story we had come to us the end of last year, where we had a homeless man that had been found deceased. The people that the charity that was looking after this gentleman asked us if we could please look for his family, because, you know, they wanted them to know about the death. And so we began searching, and finally we did find three siblings and this person's mother. And he had passed away and he'd been dead for at least 2 weeks before the funeral was going to be held. And the day before the funeral, we actually found the siblings and the mother, and they were able to say their goodbyes to their son. It hadn't been for the Family Tracing Service of the Salvation Army, these people may not have had the opportunity of going to the funeral.
How would you describe what that meant for them?
It meant to us that, oh boy, we're doing our work right. To them, it was just, they were just so thankful. And, you know, they sent us a card, they sent us a donation. Look, they're just ever so thankful, so thankful.
Can I ask you finally why you do this work, why you continue to do this work, and where you get the resilience that you will necessarily need to press on?
Being a Christian and being a Christian movement, we believe that God sent his son into this world to seek and to save that which was lost. And this drives our work. We go out to seek the lost.
Major Fear Gibb, I'm so glad you've joined us on Open House, and I'm sure you have the admiration of everyone listening. If people want to find out more about National Missing Persons Week this week, where should they go, Fear?
They could go to our website, the Salvation Army website, or if you'd like, you could ring my office on 03 8878 4795, and we will send out an application form.
Okay. We'll put the link up on our Open House community Facebook page. Major Fear Gibb from the Salvation Army Family Tracing Service, thank you so much indeed for your time.
Thanking you so much.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.